when we talk about fatigue, we usually think of physical, mental, or emotional fatigue. But have you heard of compassion fatigue? Compassion fatigue is an aspect of emotional fatigue, but it can also result in physical fatigue as well. So compassion fatigue is most often associated with those in the helping and caregiving professions, nurses, social workers, counselors, and even ministers. These are professionals who continually expend their energy in the service of others. But because they're so dedicated to the needs of others, they often neglect their own needs and they become completely depleted and burnt out. Women in healthcare and other caring professions are doubly at risk because they are not only professional caregivers, but most of them are also primary family caregivers. Employers should be aware that this caregiving load not only increases the incidence of compassion fatigue, but also raises the incidence of stress leaves, drug and health costs, and ultimately turnover in the workplace. It is vital that those in the caring professions are provided with adequate rest breaks from work and opportunities for sleep. Emotional supports and resources are also helpful. Now, ultimately, that old adage, care for yourself first so you can care for others, is very apt in reducing compassion fatigue. If you found value in this message, please share it with your colleagues or submit a review so that I can help as many as possible sleep better, feel better, and work better.